This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, look, I've got good news and I've got some bad news. The bad news is that the infrastructure in the Mississippi River Basin, the locks and the dams and the ports on America's biggest waterway, are just this side of failing. America's Watershed Initiative, that's a group that supports the Mississippi watershed, gave it a D+. The good news is that that's a great excuse to get Austin Golding back on the air. He runs his family's barge company. It's Golding Barge Lines. They are out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. It's good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
What does it mean for you in terms of doing your business when infrastructure is bad? Are there locks and rivers and dams and all that stuff that you have to negotiate that sort of impede your progress?
Absolutely. I think probably the biggest hurdle for us is the lock and dam issue. Our harbors and our ports need attention also, but without the locks and dams, we're seeing massive delay in the Ohio Valley and soon to be at Industrial Lock in New Orleans. The good thing about it is that we have seen a three-year trend line and an upswing in funding that's resulted in a shorter timeline for projects that we're kind of targeting right now. So not only are we starting to invest more in our infrastructure, the projects are starting to become more efficient in their production, and it's putting a lot of people to work.
Talk to me for a second about delay. If you get stuck in a lock and dam system wherever, up and down the river, for, I don't know, an extra, 6 hours? What does that mean for you?
If I got to a lock and I only had to wait 6 hours right now, I would be excited.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing sometimes as much as 2 to 3 days delay.
Wow. Wow.
At some of these facilities, especially during harvest season, during the fall and late summer, when a lot of, 60% of all of our grain exports in this country come through the waterways,
mm-hmm.
and 25% of our petroleum products in this country do also. So it gets awfully busy out there, and 6 hours would be a welcome time frame in what we're dealing with right now.
When your captains come back, because we've talked before about how you have to spend most of your time in the office, but when your barge captains, or whatever you call them, come back, what are they saying about what it's like out there?
Well, I think that you're seeing the vessels and the actual tools of the trade have really improved from a safety and navigation standpoint, but the infrastructure just has not kept up. And that's frustrating because these mariners are really more skilled than they've ever been. The boats are more efficient than they've ever been. The barges are safer than they've ever been. And we're watching emerging economies like India, like Brazil, like China really start to invest heavily within their waterways infrastructure system. And this country seems to just take it for granted. And I think that's going to be a mistake if we don't try to keep up with the rest of the world.
So you transport still mostly bulk petroleum products, right?
Yes, sir. All petroleum products.
So let me ask you this. Do you care what the market price of those products is? I mean, oil is down, gas is down, or are you just hauling it from point to point and you get your percentage, whatever it is?
Well, it does impact us in the trading side of our business. So we've seen the trading sector of our business really slow down. But if you're a refiner and gas is cheaper than ever, there's a good chance you're selling more gas than you ever have. So we've been pretty busy on that side.
Yeah, so volume's up, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Austin Golding, he runs Golding Barge Lines down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, good to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, thank you, Kai. All the best.